This is Juneau Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Thanks for joining us today. Pride Month is upon us, and here in Juneau, always an opportunity to show support for members of this community's LGBTQ plus community, as we will learn. And joining us today is Abby Spofford with SIGLA. That's Southeast Alaska LGBTQ plus Alliance. Abby's the chair of SIGLA's Pride Committee. Abby, thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate having you here. And we'll hopefully also be joined by Chloe Cavanaugh, who is the person that designed the logo for Pride Month this year.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Good to have you here via Zoom. Appreciate you joining us. Tell me just a little bit about what Pride Month is all about for you, for those of us here in Juneau.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're so excited to, throw Pride events and just increase the visibility around Pride in Juneau. And I work closely with the board of SIGLA as we support LGBTQ plus people in Southeast Alaska. And I am the chair of the Pride Committee. And so I have worked with lots of people around the community getting events together, and we have such a cool lineup. Just to, get allies and anyone in the community out and hanging out and visible and celebrated.
Yeah, tell me just a little bit about the work that SIGLA does here in Southeast Alaska.
Yeah, so we want to support any organization or group that has an idea of an event they want to do or is looking for money for a certain thing. They can come to SIGLA and ask, kind of with a proposal and see what they want to do. One thing in particular that just happened recently is you may have noticed an influx of Pride flags in businesses around Juneau. We had someone go to the board and ask for money to be able to have these flags and post them up around town, just to increase the visibility as well. So.
Oh, that's really cool. So that was a kind of a concerted effort that actually came from an action from SIGLA.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, that's cool. And, one thing I think that there's been a lot of talk about with Pride Month, I kind of saw online is actually sort of humorous. It's the sort of meme of every corporation in Pride Month has the rainbow logo, and then after that, Pride goes away. They don't mention about it. Don't mention it again until Pride Month rolls back around. What kind of actions are you taking to make sure that isn't how Pride Month works? That it's more than just the attention of 1 month, and that it's something that continues throughout the year.
Yeah, totally. So SIGLA in particular, we try to do events throughout the year. Obviously, Pride is a very exciting month to show, that we're here. Even the flags that are posted around the businesses, we've asked them to keep them up year round if they can. And also just supporting smaller communities, not just Juneau, but anyone in a smaller community that's looking for funding for a certain project, throughout the year, we do those as well. Of course, during COVID, it's been pretty quiet.
Yeah.
We're getting back into it. We've got some new board members, and we're just really excited to kind of get back out of our quarantines and see people and host safe events.
What do you think is the kind of daily effect or life effect for people in the LGBTQ plus community because of the work of SIGLA and because of things like Pride Month?
I think just sometimes, even with the pandemic, just remembering that there's other people out there in your community. Definitely feeling safe and included wherever you go, whether that's an ally wearing a pride pin or you see a flag in a store restaurant. I think it makes you feel a little safer just knowing that people do recognize you as an equal human being, and there's other people to connect with. And I think that's really important. And having a community, whether it's something like SIGLA or any community that we have here in Juneau and in Southeast Alaska, is so important for everyone's mental health and well-being.
When you talk about safety and that makes you feel safer, explore that a little bit with me. Tell me what you mean by that.
Yeah, I think definitely discrimination comes into play for the LGBTQ plus community anywhere you live. And I think, being able to, walk down the street holding hands with your partner, or your, spouse is really, you know, just kind of a normal way of life for most people. And sometimes you don't know if maybe someone on the street doesn't like that. So I think just creating safe spaces for people that are even still trying to figure out, you know, their sexuality is really important. And just having people to be there and have your back and like help you through it is, it's just something that's really invaluable.
Well, Abby, guess who just walked in the studio? Yes, it's Chloe Kavanaugh. Chloe, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I'm looking at this beautiful Pride logo for Juneau Pride this month. Tell me a little bit about what went into – you designed this, right? Tell me a little bit about what went into the design of this, what your thoughts were behind the design of this.
So a big part of my thought process behind this design was gosh, I guess going into why I came up with the design and why it kind of was a little bit of an emotional journey through the designing of it. We lost a indigenous LGBTQ plus youth, and I wanted to put some representation out there. I think, you know, having representation that not only represents pride but also recognizes the land we're on and our people and the part they play in community, it definitely spoke, that loss spoke to me. And I also wanted a sense of community to be put out there, and to have the eye symbolized in the hand is to show that our community is not only a part of the change, but being seen is so important, and our community seeing not only the beauty of Pride Month and the beauty of the LGBTQ plus community, but seeing the impact and the responsibility that we have to make these safe spaces, to protect our youth, to protect our community, to protect our LGBTQ plus community, not just this month, but year round. And it's all about community.
Yeah, and it fits in so well, obviously, with celebration happening right now. It just feels like a natural outflow of that celebration that's happening as well. It seems like it just fits in so perfectly.
It's perfect. I mean, we're seeing it all around our community today and this week of just this immense community with celebration and with pride in our not only our identity but our culture. And it's beautiful. I'm so grateful to have been a part of it.
Tell me, Abby, let me just make sure that I'm getting from you all of the different events that are going to be happening as part of Pride Month. What are some of the things that people should make sure they don't miss?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, one thing that's been really important to us lately is making sure that we have all age events. So it's not just the bars. And so we do have some of, you know, some things that are just 21 and up, but we have lots of family friendly events, two which have happened this month already that were so successful, hosted by Zach Gordon Youth Center and NAMI. And then we also have the Glitz drag shows coming up on the 17th and 18th. And those are all ages. I mean, keep in mind it is a drag show, but those are family friendly. We also have a scavenger hunt that's, of course, family friendly. We have a game night at Riddle Valley Games, which is open to all ages. We have a proud pet parade, so you can dress up your pet and bring them down to Sandy Beach and show them off as proud as you are and as proud as they are of you. There's also two more showings of Blue Ticket, the film, which was performed at Perseverance in 2019, that really highlights some of the things that were happening in Juneau in the 60s with gay men. And then there's also Pride Trivia. There's a pub crawl. There's prom, which is also all ages. There's a Pride picnic hosted by PFLAG on the 26th of this month. And then also new this year is a tea dance, which is also the evening of the 26th. And that is 21 plus.
So how
but
can,
we have all of the events listed on the website, akcglitz.org.
That's what I was going to ask. Say that one more time. I'm interrupting you while you're trying to say the website. Say that one more time.
No worries. Yeah, it's akcglitz.org. And you can go on there and you can buy a t-shirt with Chloe's super awesome logo on it, any size, any style you want. You can check out all of the events listed by all ages and also any of the other events on there. There's some also some, you know, local bars and restaurants and places that are doing certain Pride things, and we'll highlight those on our website and our Instagram as they come up throughout the month.
Well, thanks to both of you. Chloe, thanks for running in and giving us the quick description of the logo. I appreciate it. Thanks to both of you for giving us a little bit of an overview of Pride Month for this year. Lots going on, obviously. Thanks to Abby Spofford. Sorry about that mispronunciation there, Abby. Abby Spofford and Chloe Kavanaugh at Sigla. Yeah. Thanks so much. And thanks for your work on the logo, Chloe. It's
of
really
course.
Beautiful.
Gunashish.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.